Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to the book of John. John chapter 1, let's read verse 1 through 5 like we did last week. And this is part 8 of our study in John the Baptist. John chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness couldn't comprehend it, couldn't overcome it, couldn't do anything about it. The darkness comprehended it not." Heavenly Father, help us as we study your word. Please give us understanding. Give me, the preacher, the teacher, understanding as I study and as I record this program. And give those studying along, my listeners, please do something in their hearts, in their minds, that they would see the wonders, the grandeur, the majesty of our Lord Jesus Christ as He's portrayed in the Word of God. And Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't want to teach again last week's message, but as we read the text last time, we said, "In the beginning was the Word," and my question was, what is the Word? And I said, and I believe I demonstrated, that in the beginning was the Word speaks of Jesus Christ. And we compared to Genesis chapter 1, and I'll do that again. Genesis chapter 1, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." But in verse 3, "And God said, let there be light." And we noted last time the comparison between Genesis chapter 1 and John chapter 1. But in the beginning was the Word, and without the Word there wasn't anything made that was made. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God spoke, and there was light. And if you read the rest of Genesis chapter 1, God spoke and said, "Let there be lights in the heaven." God spoke and said, "Let there be fish in the sea, plants, animals, and finally man." God spoke it into existence. And without the Word, there wasn't anything made that was made. I've got a number of scriptures. I can go to John, for instance, little John, and talk about the Word. But the Word is Jesus Christ. And there's action when God speaks. And there was action when Jesus came into the world, and everywhere he went, he preached, he healed the sick, he cast out devils, he did miracles. Every town that Jesus went into, something happened. Something wonderful happened. There's action. When God speaks, even E.F. Hutton listens. And maybe you're too young to understand what that means. It's an old commercial from the 70s. But again, the Word is Jesus Christ. We've been doing a lot of background, and all of this background is important. I mean, we've done a lot of background. We've done weeks of background, and only today we'll talk about John the Baptist from the text. But all of this background was necessary. We talked about Christ being the light of the world. Here in our text, John chapter 1 verse 4, in him, in Christ, was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in the darkness. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. But we said, we established quite well that Jesus is the light of the world. We looked at the Mount of Transfiguration, where Jesus, he took a couple of disciples, two or three, whatever, went up on the mountain and was transformed before them, transfigured, and where they knew Christ as a man, he showed himself in appearance as God, and he was bright as the light, as white as no fuller could white them, to quote all three Gospels. He's the light of the world. And in him is no darkness, and I can preach on this and preach on this and preach on this. We also talked about Malachi's prophecy in chapter 4 of his book, where it talks of Moses and Elijah, and that Jesus Christ is coming back soon. And again, we link that to the Mount of Transfiguration, because the two that appeared to Christ when he was transfigured to talk with him about Calvary was Moses and Elijah. But again, we had all this background, all of this backstory, but it's necessary for an understanding of John and his ministry or his service. So let's take a look at verse 6 of John chapter 1. Again, we had in the beginning was the Word, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. But in verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. Finally, after 7 weeks, finally the 8th week, we get to study about John. The same John came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. Now, this word witness, the context is the same as what we're familiar with, but the phrasing is a little different. If you're in the bank and somebody walks in and pulls a gun and then walks out with cash or whatever, the cops come and you give your statement, and the DA or whoever may call you in to the trial and swear you in, and you're on the witness stand and you tell what you saw. You were a witness. We understand that concept. And sometimes you will hear of Christians they will go out witnessing, maybe in the French Quarter, and I've done that. Go with a group of people, and you talk to people and say, hey, I understand you're partying, but hey, can I talk to you for a minute? Hey, let me tell you about Jesus. And they say, hey, see you later, which is generally how it goes, I guess. But you're trying to tell them what you know and who you know. You're trying to witness to them. But that's what John did. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. Again, all of this backstory of Christ being the light. Well, John showed up to testify of the light. That through the light, through him, through Jesus Christ, all men might believe. And it says in verse 8 that John was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness or to testify about the light. He makes that distinction here, the writer, the Apostle John, St. John, makes that distinction about John the Baptist, that he wasn't the light from heaven. He just came to tell people, hey, the light from heaven, look at that. He came to bear witness or to testify of the light. And as we'll see, he's questioned by the Pharisees and whoever. Hey, John, are you the light? Are you the prophet that would come? And he said, no, I'm not. I'm not the light. I'm just here to testify about the light, and that prophet that Moses talked about, that's not me. But later on, when that prophet, when Jesus Christ, the light, when he steps up, he comes to the Jordan River where John is baptizing and says, hey, why don't you dunk me too? And we'll get to that. But John's ministry or service, because that's what ministry is. The word minister means to serve. That's what preachers, what ministers are supposed to be. They're supposed to be servants, not lords, not Nicolaitanes, not above the laity, but underneath them as servants. And I don't have time to go into it now, but this idea of service, John the Baptist was a priest. And if you go into Leviticus and whatever, you read about the priests, and they had a service. They had a set time, a month or so, whatever, where this is their service, their time of service. But we'll get to that. But we studied all the backstory. We looked at Elijah. We looked at the prophecy in Malachi chapter 4, that Elijah would come and he would turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers. He would bring restoration. John the Baptist, he wasn't risen from the dead, but he, in fact, was Elijah. Again, there's no reincarnation or anything like that. But as we'll study later on, Jesus said, if you'll receive it, John the Baptist is Elijah, which was for to come. The prophecy in Malachi chapter 4 that we studied, that Elijah would come back, well, he came back, as it were, in the person of John the Baptist. Again, not the exact same person, but John the Baptist fulfills the role of Elijah that Malachi said would happen. John the Baptist comes in the spirit and the power of Elijah. The old prophet Elijah, you can read about him in 1 Kings. If you just want to read one chapter to get an idea, read chapter 18. But there's several chapters that you can read about in Kings, the things that he did. And then he handed off to Elisha. You can count them. Elijah did 7 miracles. But Elisha, the guy that came after, he did 14 miracles. They raised the dead. They did all kind of things. There's some wonderful stories you can read. And John came as Elijah, and both of them preached. Both of them heard from God. Both of them were prophets. But John didn't do a single miracle. Elijah did his 7, but John didn't do any. So there's one distinction between them. I mean, you can go to Matthew chapter 3, and we will. And we can read of his preaching, very strong preaching, very much, hey, you guys need to repent. And if you do, there's restoration, just as Malachi prophesied. But he didn't perform any miracle. In fact, John chapter 10, verse 41, John's disciples, they began to follow Jesus instead of John. They switched masters to follow. John chapter 10, verse 41, and many resorted unto Christ and said, John, he didn't do any miracles. But all things that John spake of this man, Jesus Christ, were true. You see, that's what John was supposed to do. He was supposed to testify and witness of the light. He denied, hey, I'm not the light, but the light's coming. And when Jesus came on the scene, when he began his ministry, his service, John said, hey, that's the one. And John's own disciples began to follow Christ instead of John. I mean, which is more important? You go to a concert, you go here or there, and so-and-so is supposed to be there. And you show up and there's somebody on the stage, but it ain't the guy you wanted to see. And the MC or announcer says, hey, you know, we had all this other little stuff, but here he is. Here's the guy. And he steps out on the stage. Well, that's what happened with John. John's job was to say, hey, he's coming, just like the book said. And oh, by the way, here he is. And we'll cover a bit of this in this chapter, St. John chapter 1. But I want to stress this point, that John's job was to identify Christ and announce his arrival. All of the Old Testament prophesied, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. But then he shows up. And John says, hey, that's the one. That's the one. He testified. He bore witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. But let's go on in John chapter 1. John came to bear witness of the light. Verse 9, that was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. But then verse 10, speaking of Jesus Christ, it says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, as it says in verse 3. The world was made by Jesus Christ, but it says the world knew him not. God from heaven, who created all the earth, comes to earth and nobody recognizes him. Nobody understands. As a matter of fact, the scriptures say, the gospels say, and you can look, for instance, in the first few chapters of the book of Luke, out of nowhere, Jesus shows up and begins to preach and to make disciples and perform miracles. And they say, well, isn't that Joseph's son? I mean, the carpenter Joseph, you remember him? He died a few years ago. Isn't that his son? And Mary and then his brothers and sisters. Don't we know this guy? What is he doing preaching? And how does he have all this wisdom and knowledge? And I mean, he's performing miracles. That can't be it. That's the same guy. And there was this confusion. The world was made by him. And he came on the scene. And the world knew him not. You see, Jesus is from heaven. He's not from this earth. He's not from this world. He's from heaven. If you're from Chalmette, everybody knows, you meet somebody from Chalmette, from the parish, and that accent, I know where he's from. You go to Kenner, they talk different. You go to Baton Rouge, they talk different. They have different culture. They eat a little bit different kind of food. Everybody's got their own culture. Me, I'm from down the bayou. I've got my own culture, things I eat, the things that I think. And all of that is good. But everybody from heaven, they have heaven's culture. They speak as though they're from heaven. And God, who made the world, comes down and nobody recognizes his accent, as it were. Nobody understands his culture because he's from heaven. Verse 11. Not only did humanity not understand him, didn't recognize him, but it says that he came unto his own, the Jewish people, and his own received him not. Hey, I'm God from heaven, but I'm a Jew. You know, the divine nature, both 100% God and 100% man. Hey, I'm a Jew. And they said, no, we don't want you. I'm talking of the religious leaders. The common people on the street obviously loved the Lord and hung on his every word, on the Sermon on the Mount and what have you. But the religious leaders, they didn't want him. The Pharisees, they didn't want him. Sadducees, scribes, whatever. In fact, they got rid of him by nailing him to the cross, which didn't last long because 3 days later he came up out of the ground. The world didn't recognize him. The Jews didn't want him, but verse 12 and 13, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor by the will of the flesh, nor by the will of man, but of God. We can be born again. If we look to the light and we accept the Bible's testimony that Jesus is the light of the world, if we receive him, if we say, Lord, I believe, we can be born again and changed and made citizens of heaven. And as we study the Word of God and pray, and try to serve the Lord as best we can, heaven's culture will become our culture, and God will be glorified in our lives as we follow him with our whole hearts. been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's JoeyKelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street. Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.